All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Good evening. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and the show is Tell the Truth Faster. And the title says a lot of things to a lot of different things to a lot of people. And to me, one of the main purposes of that phrase is to get to a core of clarity and honesty as quickly as possible so that you're not scattered and not carrying things around that keep you distracted. It's about the basic philosophy of my therapy, of my life, is very holistic, about body, mind, and spirit. And telling the truth helps keep all that in balance. And it's that holistic approach that I always talk about that some of you may end up thinking, well, tonight's topic and what I'll be talking about with it may not sound very holistic to some people. Tonight's topic is attention deficit disorder in adults, an excuse or a reality. There's a reason why I wanted to make sure I got this topic in. If you've listened to my shows in the past, you've heard me mention the fact that I have ADD. The irony of it is I am a therapist. I've been a therapist for 27 or 28 years, and I was only diagnosed with it about 6 years ago, which is kind of strange, especially considering this is the field that I work in. If I look back on graduate school, though, I really don't remember, and that may be my ADD, but looking even through my courses, ADD in adults was not something that was really discussed. There are even today people who don't believe it exists in adults. In fact, I had a client go for a screening with a psychiatrist that he found instead of the ones that I usually use, and he came back and he said the psychiatrist said that there's no such thing as ADD in adults, and that I was quack. So, the reality of it was that this client already knew that he had it and didn't like the extremes of that psychiatrist. But what happened to me 6 years ago is actually around October of 95, somewhere around there. I actually had gone back into therapy because I was grieving. It was, if you think back to 95, if you were at all part of dealing with people with AIDS, 94, 95, 96 was a particularly rough period, lots of people dying, and it just seemed like every time the telephone rang, it was who's in the hospital or who's died or what's needed. And I found myself just kind of spending weekends sitting on the couch watching TV, ordering in food and praying the phone didn't ring. Yeah, I was depressed, but I was grieving. And, you know, I knew it was natural, and I knew I'd get through it, but I decided to go back into therapy for myself. And the tool that the therapist was using, actually, was eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, which is something I have since been trained in doing, too. And it really helped me, without going into what all that's about, it really helped me get through the grief very quickly, and we started getting back into therapy in the more traditional sense. And I stopped him one day after about three more sessions, and I said, you know what, I've done my forgiveness. I've dealt with my family issues. I've done all this stuff. I've done everything from attending workshops and retreats, metaphysics, affirmations, rebirthing, rolfing, hella work, you know, you name it, I did it, and all of it helped. But there was always a piece of my puzzle that no therapist I'd ever seen before, nothing I'd ever read or studied or workshop I'd ever attended to, seemed to be able to find that missing piece. And I said to Roy Hedrick, who was my therapist at the time, I said, I'm not willing to just start rehashing things again. If you think you can help me finally get to that missing piece, I'll keep coming back in. And so about two sessions later, he starts talking to me about ADD. And my first reaction was, in adults? And I thought, that's just children. He said, no, actually, you know, there are a lot of adults who are never diagnosed as children, and it is not something that all of a sudden starts in adulthood. It's usually something that was either not diagnosed, misdiagnosed, or maybe diagnosed, and people just were able to accommodate some of the behaviors and somehow function, and that tended to be my thing. So I said, well, tell me. And he started talking about the symptoms. And I said, just open up the DSM-3 at the time and read them to me. And he just started rattling them off, and I'm counting them off on my fingers. And all of a sudden, this vibration started going through my body like, oh, my God, this is it. And I turned to him. I said, now what do I do? And his first reaction to me was, well, normally you would get an evaluation from a psychiatrist and get on something like Ritalin or Dexedrine or Adderall, which were are still the main drugs to treat this if you go that route. And again, it was kind of like, all right, why couldn't all the other things that I was doing to help myself all those years from the rebirthing on, why didn't it clear it? And the truth is, one of the reasons I love rebirthing so much is because the breath really does get me into that space of clarity and centeredness and stuff. But because of my brain chemistry, I realize now, it's hard to maintain it and hold on to it. And so there was this constant sense throughout my life that I was somehow defective, that I was somehow incapable. And the irony here again is, this is what I do for a living. I help people identify things. I help them on their journey. I help them make decisions and choices. I help them learn how to move forward. I help them learn how to trust themselves enough to think for themselves and to get clear on issues. And I've been feeling like a fraud all these years because here I'm helping all these people and yet secretly struggling inside like I had even when I was a child. Now, you think ADD, you usually think of these hyperactive kids that are bouncing off the walls and disturbing classrooms and creating havoc in a family's household. Well, the hyperactivity is a component for many kids and adults. But there's also ADD without the hyperactivity, and that was mine, which means that nobody knew my whole childhood that I was sitting in a classroom and off in space, because I wasn't drawing attention to myself, and I got good grades. And even as a child, you know, chronic procrastination is one of the key symptoms of ADD for people. Now, everyone procrastinates from time to time. I understand that, and that's usually what I hear from most people. Well, you listen to these symptoms, and, well, I do that, but I don't have ADD. And the truth is, everyone can relate to the symptoms of ADD. But people with ADD, when you start looking at these symptoms, you're not just relating to them. You're like electrically charged when you start putting them together in that kind of puzzle. So here is this part of me that for years has been dealing with things more holistically. It's not that I've never taken a drug or anything like that. But now I was faced with, okay, Ritalin. What is Ritalin? Ritalin is a stimulant. Dexedrine is an amphetamine, a stimulant. Adderall is, in a sense, the same thing. I mean, I don't know the chemical compounds, but basically it's a stimulant, although it's a newer one and tends to have a milder effect with fewer side effects. And so I said, you know what? Let's do this. And a few days later, I had a prescription. And in November of 1995, I took one 5-milligram pill of Ritalin, and it just seemed like this miraculous transformation. And honestly, within 30 minutes of taking my first dose, this lifelong undercurrent of anxiety and fear just seemed to lift completely. I was no longer tired all the time. My lifetime of chronic procrastination, which drove past employers crazy, as well as myself, seemed to lift. It doesn't mean I don't procrastinate anymore. In fact, I'm in the middle of something right now that should have been done before today. But I'm also so much more focused. I'm so much more organized. The piles of things that used to be around on my dining room table and things like that, they just don't accumulate like that anymore. It was an amazing transformation from something that was just a little yellow pill. And in my holistic way, what I did before taking it was I held it in my hand and I said a prayer and I said, God, if this is truly what's going on here, just know that I'm grateful that somebody was able to create this medication, and if it's meant to help me, please let it help me. And it did, and it still does. I'm on Adderall now. And the thing is, I had people who were very upset with me, people who were doing their holistic approaches to everything and really felt disappointed in me for doing this. I have a client actually right now who's recently, actually just within the last 2 weeks, was diagnosed with this, and he's been in recovery for drugs and alcohol as well as sex addiction, and he's really struggling. What do you do when you're in recovery when the medication is something that people could abuse? People don't understand. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, but basically, when something gets you to a place where you're functioning so appropriately without the anxiety, you don't want to take more than you need. And all the clients I have that are in recovery and stuff, almost to the person, will say the same thing. There's no desire to go beyond the dose that they need to do what the medication is meant to do. So this was 6 years ago, and you know, I can't say things don't still get chaotic, because the reality of it is I had 40 some odd years of a way of life, of coping mechanisms, of frustration and fear, and the treatment is not just the medication. I continued with therapy, but the focus was a little different, because I had a lot of anger and grief to deal with over the loss of 45 years of my life. This is a life where every day was a struggle to appear normal, to keep up a successful front so that no one would see what a complete fraud I felt inside. The treatment also includes helping me to learn to structure and organize my life, my home, my career, relationships, so that I'm not always trying to catch up. And it has taught me that I really can follow through on ideas and promises without waiting or avoiding them completely, except when I get myself burnt out, in which case I can make all the promises in the world, but Ritalin or no Ritalin, the energy is just not there, and I have to be hypervigilant to keep myself balanced. So I know I'm actually ahead of the game right now. I'm talking to you about treatment. I'm talking to you about where life had gone, but I really haven't talked to you about what ADD is, what are the symptoms. And that's a good place to start. And you get a little glimpse of my ADD mind, which tends to bounce around. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about what ADD is, what the symptoms are, and I'm actually going to read some of them to you. So if you want to get a pen and paper, you can start writing them down if things start resonating. Remember, this is a live call-in show, and I have no guests tonight. Carrying the show and expecting you to call, so please call in.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Since 1979, students across America have accelerated their learning through Be Dynamic Through Speed Reading. Dr. Jay Palmar's famous program is now available online in CD-ROM format or in a printed form for students and adults alike. In a few short hours, you will double your reading speed and improve your learning skills. Speed Read America teaches Be Dynamic online at www.speedread.org. Why not spend a few hours and let Speed Read America show you how you can be a dynamic student with Be Dynamic Through Speed Reading? Speed Read America guarantees you'll be a better and faster reader, you'll get better grades, and much more. You'll double or triple your reading speed. Improve your learning abilities right now. Call toll-free 1-866-518-7323 to register and begin to be dynamic. Visit www.speedread.org for the Be Dynamic course. Speed Read America is a nonprofit educational research organization teaching speed reading, accelerated learning, and success methods online, at home study, computer home-based study, and through certified instructors nationwide.
For the well-being of your business must keep up with technology. Staying on top of it doesn't mean lots of money, it just means having the right information. Tune in to the Business and Technology Hour on AM 1100 KFNX. Edward Gutman will help small and medium businesses understand just what it takes to keep up with the ever-changing technologies. With over 15 years of experience with Novell and Microsoft, Edward can answer virtually any question you may have. Tune in every Thursday at 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. for the Business and Technology Hour, only on AM 1100 KFNX.
Did you ever wonder why mathematics is required for all children? Do you wish that you and your loved ones enjoyed math more? Listen to Math Medley every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 and hear a different, fascinating guest each week discuss education, parenting, equity, and or environmental issues with an underlying theme of mathematics. Join me, Dr. Pat Kenshaft, every Saturday morning from 8 to 9, right here on KFNX.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. And tonight I'm talking about, and hopefully there'll be some callers talking with me, about attention deficit disorder in adults. Is it an excuse or a reality? And even my theme song, Over the Rainbow, and the beautiful rendition that Eva Cassidy does with it, if you think about it, it's like half of my life. When someone has ADD, it's kind of like your mind's over the rainbow half the time if you're not aware of what's going on. So what is ADD? Attention Deficit Disorder. There's an article I got off the internet. And it's called Paying Attention to Adult ADD by Michelle Bloomquist, WebMD Medical News. And in it she says, attention deficit disorder affects an estimated 6 to 8% of the general population, according to the National Attention Deficit Disorder Association. And as many as half of them are never diagnosed. ADD may continue over a lifetime. The ADDA, or the Attention Deficit Disorder Association, says about half of children with the disorder will develop strategies to compensate, while others will continue to struggle into adulthood. People pay a high price for doing so, says Craig Leiden, MD, who has worked with more than 8,000 children and adults with ADD. Most of these people make living on the edge, a way of life, and they pay for it physically and emotionally. But the diagnosis of ADD is actually controversial in itself. Some people are calling it the fad diagnosis of the day. It makes you wonder, if all these people have it, how can that be the case? My personal feeling is it's a disorder that's overdiagnosed, particularly in children. There are too many children on Ritalin. I won't argue that point. I think all too often it's just an easy way out. We live in a society. Look at the level of addiction in the society. We live in a society where popping a pill is the answer. There used to be a joke in my family growing up, my mother would always say, it's gas, take an aspirin. Of course an aspirin wouldn't do anything for gas, but no matter what it was, you have a headache, it's gas, take an aspirin. It became like this family joke. But the issue is, take an aspirin, take a pill, find something quick to fix it. And unfortunately, I think that's what frustrated parents and school psychologists sometimes do with the kids that may not have ADD and may need to be dealt with in a different way. But you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. A certain percentage of those kids do have ADD, and the medications do help and does make a drastic difference in the lives of those kids as well as the families, their improvement in school, social skills, all that stuff. And I can't tell you how many adults that I've worked with who, when we start talking about it, say, I think I was diagnosed with that as a kid, and I start asking what they remember. And usually they remember being put on Ritalin. They didn't know, it was Ritalin at the time. And I would ask them what happened. And they would say, well, it's like all of a sudden I started doing better in school. I felt more relaxed. I seemed to have a better time with my friends, all this sort of stuff. And parents being the guilt mongers that they can be and stuff, as the child gets near puberty, now they're worried that they're going to create a drug addict. So they're thinking, well, I got to take them off this medication. So what they do is they hit puberty, hormones are raging, they take them off the one thing that's actually creating some sense of balance and stability. So they have an adolescence filled with sometimes drug and alcohol abuse, behaviors that are crazy, and everybody keeps thinking, well, this is just being a teenager. So here they are in their 20s or 30s or 40s, and I'm working with them, and they get back on the medication. And all of a sudden they said, this is the way I felt when I was a kid. Why'd they ever take me off this? It's an amazing experience. But again, parents, very often want to be perfect and have a difficult time thinking that they've given birth to a child that is embarrassing them or is not perfect. And basically all ADD is, my understanding is, a chemical imbalance in the prefrontal cortex of the brain. It's nobody's fault. It's often genetic. And it's treatable. So, yes, it may be the diagnosis of the day, but only because people are more conscious of it. They're more conscious of piecing the symptoms together. And, so let's take a look at some of the symptoms. Now I'm reading out of a book called Driven to Distraction, by two psychiatrists named Edward Hallowell and John Rady. And this is usually the book that I always recommend to clients to get first and start reading. So when we come back after this break, we'll go through some of the symptoms and see where it goes. Okay? So join us when we're back after the break.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today. Have better and more exciting sex. Get the latest information on food and nutrition that can increase your libido. Learn how to attract the opposite sex. Order the Love Coach News, the newsletter that gives you inside information on how to have more fulfilling, satisfying, supportive, kinder relationships. The Love Coach News is filled with stories and articles straight from the experts. You can't find information like this anywhere else. Also, be the first to read the latest unpublished Love Coach columns. The Love Coach newsletter subscription contains discounts on private, personal, or group love coaching sessions with the Love Coach, Robert Bruce Starr. Send a check for $29 to Robert Bruce Starr, 15111 Burbank Boulevard, Suite 202, Sherman Oaks, California, 91411, or visit the website at members.aol.com/lovecoach. That's members.aol.com/LUVCOACH.
Please join us Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for an exciting new program, Sensible Medicine. Rosemarie Canale, MD, family practitioner, offers a balanced, experienced voice in assessing current medical and health developments.
Sensible Medicine will cover topics such as medical screening tests, childhood immunization, and hormone replacement therapy. Expert guests will review the latest medical innovations. Regional issues such as air quality will be addressed. You will have the opportunity to learn about and to participate in Sensible Medicine every Wednesday at 7 p.m. right here on KFNX.
Listen to Healing and Transformation with Dr. Eric Alsterberg at his new time, Fridays at 12 noon. Dr. Eric is a licensed clinical psychologist in active practice. He will discuss psychological and emotional problems and difficulties with healing. Healing and Transformation also features spiritual aspects and principles of healing. So if you're looking for direction, guidance, and solutions to life's difficulties and challenges, great or small, then tune in to Healing and Transformation, hosted by Dr. Eric Alsterberg. Call in and get answers.
Here's your current KFNX weather forecast, put at the top and bottom of every hour. Listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique programming. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. A licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. And tonight's topic is attention deficit disorder in adults. Is it an excuse or a reality? If you've been listening in, then you know that my opinion is it certainly has been a reality in my own life. And you know what? Anybody can find excuses for anything if they really don't want to take responsibility for what's going on in their lives. But telling the truth faster is also about, I mean, if it's a reality that there is a body chemistry imbalance in something, there are herbs, there are a lot of things that can help balance that out. There's ginkgo biloba, there's a lot of other things that people can choose. Personally, I chose, after so many years of struggling with things, I chose to go with the medication. It was fast acting, and it got me where I needed to go. And I always used to use, and still do, you know, the example of feeling like Moses, you know, leading the Israelites through the desert and getting to the promised land, and, you know, like helping my clients with their healing, friends with the things that are going on in their lives. And it's kind of like, watching them cross over the River Jordan into the Promised Land and God saying, no, you can't go. Then all of a sudden, having this framework called attention deficit disorder, having treatment to focus on, the medication, things like that, it's almost as if God said, okay, you can go now. It's your turn. So how do you know if you have ADD? I talked a little bit just before the break that there's a really good book called Driven to Distraction by Edward Hallowell and John Rady. And it's usually the first book, you know, when we're looking like we're zeroing in on something like this, I have an assessment tool that I have the clients fill out, or I've given them to friends, I've given them to complete strangers that I started a conversation. And then I have them get driven to distraction. The assessment tool, actually, you can find on a website called oneaddplace.com. And it's a really good assessment tool by another expert who I've known called Dan Amen, Dr. Dan Amen. And he has two clinics here in California where they do a lot of work with families assessing a lot of different things. But it's a assessment tool for adults with ADD, and it's on oneaddplace.com. So, in Driven to Distraction, they have a list of 20 items where they consider a chronic disturbance. Remember those words, chronic disturbance, not like, yes, I procrastinate sometimes, but chronically procrastinate, in which at least 15 of the following 20 are present, would indicate it's worth looking further into. The first thing is a sense of underachievement, of not meeting one's goals, regardless of how much one has actually accomplished. It's like, I just can't get my act together. You know, and yet, you know, I know I've been really an achiever. You know, I've done some amazing things in my life, but still always having that undercurrent of, like, it's still not good enough. The second thing they list here is difficulty getting organized. A major problem for most adults with ADD. Without the structure of school, without parents around to get things organized for him or her, the adult may stagger under the organizational demands of everyday life. A third one, which I've mentioned a number of times already, chronic procrastination or trouble getting started. The fourth one, sort of related to all this, is many projects going simultaneously, but trouble with follow-through. It's like, you know, I can be committed to 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 different things and know that any one of those things I could do extremely well, you know, but I keep trying to balance a lot of stuff, and I've had to really learn how to back off and how to say no. The fifth one is tendency to say what comes to mind without necessarily considering the timing or appropriateness of the remark. It's kind of like the child with ADD in the classroom. The adult with ADD gets carried away in enthusiasm. An idea comes, and it must be spoken, tact or guile yielding to childlike exuberance. Now, another symptom is a frequent search for high stimulation. The adult with ADD is always on the lookout for something novel, something engaging, something in the outside world that can catch up with the whirlwind that's rushing inside. And that's why I read in the article a little earlier that it's like people are constantly living on the edge with ADD. You know, you'll find people with ADD very often, you know, may be emergency room physicians or skydivers, you know, world travelers, you know, that sort of thing, because what gets us focused is something exciting and stimulating and something that really starts moving this energy and this excitement. And another symptom is a very high intolerance of boredom. Now, the hallmark symptom of this thing is easy distractibility, trouble focusing attention, tendency to tune out or drift away in the middle of a page or a conversation, often coupled with the ability to hyper-focus at times. And what the authors say is that it's an often extraordinary ability to hyper-focus, which is usually present, which emphasizes the fact that this is a syndrome not of attention deficit, but of attention inconsistency. It's like when the procrastination gets to the point where you know you had the deadline, I've been able to stay up all night long, get the project done, do whatever it was I needed to do, and do it well. But you couldn't distract me from it once I get into that mode. And, you know, all of us know of people or did ourselves those all-nighters in college to get the papers written. Well, that was just a matter of fact for me. I remember the first A I ever got on a paper in college was on comparative religious studies, and I had 7 papers that were all going to be due the same week, and I had to start doing them one early. And this paper was finished 2 weeks before it was due. I'd never had done that before, and that was the first paper I got an A on. One of the amazing things is that people with ADD are often creative, intuitive, and highly intelligent. Now, if you think about it, this makes total sense to me because there are gifts in the ADD. There are gifts. I am who I am because of my ADD. I think I'm the kind of therapist I am because of the ADD has contributed to it. We tend to be visionaries because we're not detailed people. I know the details that need to be done, but don't ask me to do them. But I can see the big picture. I can see the whole thing. I can see, you know, it's why I'm so good in a crisis. It's why if there's a problem, I get very visual internal. And when a client is even talking to me about an issue, it's like I'm running the movie in my mind, which allows me, I realized years ago, it's why very often people are amazed when I say, gee, this might have felt like this, or, you know, it's like the empathy shows up because it's almost as if I'm in that movie in my mind. But again, the ADD mind is going off playing movies, but it's like I'm creating this stuff. But the creativity in so many other ways is like this constant flood of great ideas, which is extremely frustrating because I know they're great ideas. People with ADD will always tell you they are constantly having amazing thoughts and ideas, but they drop by the wayside because of the problem with the follow-through. And the most successful people with ADD are the ones that end up with a staff around them that enjoy the fact that that individual is the inspiration and the motivator, and they love taking it from there. And that's usually, even in relationship, to have a lover, a husband, a wife, where that person just appreciates so much about you and understands that their role in this relationship is to complement the qualities, to kind of keep the house in order, so to speak, or to hear the ideas and then set up the structure to carry them through. Literally, I could have been a millionaire 6 times over if I had been able to follow through on ideas I had 20 years ago, which a couple of years, and people wouldn't take me seriously, and I'd say, I have this idea, and, you know, I just couldn't sell it. And a few years later, I'd see that very thing being marketed by somebody else, and I'd say, I thought of that years ago. And it's very frustrating to kind of see that because I know that when I get an idea like that, it's a good one. Another symptom is trouble in going through established channels and following proper procedures. It's kind of like, don't tell me I have to sit here and do this this way and everything else, even though I'm very patient and actually I'm pretty good at sitting and waiting on lines and stuff. But it's still like, I'd rather do something my way. It's more interesting. It's more stimulating. It's more creative. We tend to be very impatient very often, even though people see that people really think that I'm an extremely patient person, and a low tolerance for frustration. Now, another symptom is impulsivity, either verbally or in action, as an impulsive spending of money, changing plans, enacting new schemes or career plans and the like. This can be a more dangerous symptom because, you know, it's constantly throwing families into upheaval or constantly helping people go through their money. So there are a few more of the symptoms. I'm assuming that some of you are hearing these things and piecing some things together. Don't jump to conclusions. Get a copy of the book. The next step is always education. Okay? And we'll be back in a few minutes.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altshuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Would you like to discover your patterns with relationships, finances, and emotions? Then Live with Renee is the show for you. Every Sunday, beginning at 5 p.m., your host, Renee Schultz, will discuss relationships, the patterns we all repeat, how we attract the same type of people over and over, and how to get out of the traps of the plot we sometimes find ourselves in. After the show, you'll have simple but powerful techniques you can use, not theories you'll forget. Don't miss Live with Renee, Sundays at 5 p.m., right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
7 out of 10 dogs turned into the animal shelter are there because the owner simply did not understand how to change an unwanted behavior. 8 out of 10 will be euthanized, unnecessary death to a wonderful companion. If yelling no, shouting and hitting and scolding worked, those 7 out of 10 dogs would not end up a sad and forgotten statistic. If you would like your animal companion to be well behaved, and if you would like to know how to get full cooperation from any animal, then Animal Coaching, hosted by world famous animal trainer Maureen Hall, is for you. Tune in every Thursday morning, 6 to 7 a.m., right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
Do you take vitamin supplements? Are you trying to lose weight? 180 million Americans supplement without knowing what is appropriate for their specific metabolic needs. In the past, customization of vitamin supplements was only available to top athletes and the wealthy. Now you can scientifically customize your supplements for your health and weight loss needs at an affordable price. Please call Dr. Corrine O'Brien at 480-970-6116. That's 480-970-6116.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. I'm Stuart Altshuler, a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles. And tonight's topic is attention deficit disorder in adults. Is it an excuse or a reality? All of us can find excuses for anything. All of us can play the victim. All of us can see that we have no control over our lives, okay? In the one way, in a spiritual and metaphysical way, of course that's true. That, you know, even 12-step programs talk about surrendering even the thought that you have any control over what's going on in your life. But there's a difference between trying to control something and taking responsibility for something. And there are behaviors that are attached to attention deficit disorder, where you cannot keep closing your eyes to. If you've ever been in a relationship with somebody who has ADD, it's like you want to pull your hair out most of the time. There's like this constant state of upheaval going on, and you never know what to expect from time to time. Problems with them holding jobs, just the energy just can be all over the place. And even if it's like myself without the hyperactive component, there's still this constant search for something, this constant motion, this sense of insecurity, like like my world's going to collapse around me any moment. Constant sense of worrying needlessly and endlessly. Mood swings. And there's a sense of restlessness, although one usually doesn't see in an adult the full-blown hyperactivity one sees in a child. Instead, this is also from Driven to Distraction, one sees what looks like nervous energy, pacing, drumming of fingers, shifting position while sitting, leaving a table or room frequently, or just feeling edgy while at rest. One of the more extreme things also is chronic problems with self-esteem. Of course, you can figure out if you're living your life constantly struggling and trying to catch up all the time and trying to hide what's really going on inside you and put on a different front, you know, it kind of leaves that mark. And even when you start treating this thing, it there's work to be done. This isn't about just popping a pill and curing this. There's no cure for ADD. The medication allows one to access. This is the way I see it. The medication allows me to access some natural abilities that seem to have been blocked from my reach before. And I've known people who took the medication for a short term, and it kickstarted enough where they didn't need to keep taking it. The other thing is people with ADD have a tendency toward addictive behavior. Could be to a substance such as alcohol or cocaine, or to an activity such as gambling, shopping, eating, overwork, or even sex. And I know compulsive sex was an issue, you know, for me, for most of my adult life. And I also know that while it's still somewhat of an issue, with the medication and stuff, there's something that kind of balances out, and there's not this insane drive that goes on, that used to go on constantly. There are a lot of things putting this together. I mean, if you've ever known anyone with ADD, this will resonate for you. If you have ADD, whether you've known it or not, some of the stuff we're talking about here, I'm sure, is resonating for you. And usually there's a family history of ADD or manic depressive illness or depression or substance abuse or other disorders of impulse control or mood. Since ADD is probably genetically transmitted and related to the other conditions mentioned, it's not uncommon but not necessary to find such a family history. And the key to the whole thing is these behaviors in this situation can be traced back to childhood. Like I said, it's not something, if it's something that is an onset as an adult, it's probably something else that has shifted the energy in the body. There are a lot of things people can do. There's a lot of behavioral work that can be done in order to help. And the family, the loved ones, the spouse needs the work as much as the person with the ADD. Again, because of the drain on being in a relationship over a long term with somebody who has ADD, where you're constantly trying to figure out what's going on and often blaming yourself, which is a fairly codependent thing to do, but you know that's often a situation that people get into. So something that I did back in 1996, I'm the type of person that, like I said, I constantly get great ideas, but the follow-through is usually a problem. And back then, you know, I was so excited about this whole enlightenment for myself that I actually sat down and wrote a 4-page letter that I mailed out to all my colleagues, family members, friends. I think I sent out over 200 copies of this, and I'll talk a little bit about it as I close up after the break. So stay with us, and I'll be back in a few minutes.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Waking Up in America is a radio magazine heard exclusively on KFNX every Monday at 8 a.m. We, the editors and guests, celebrate causing powerful and playful planetary conversations that make a difference. Waking Up in America rocks with great ideas, information, fabulous relationships, and progressively provocative interviews. This is one program you don't want to miss. So please, join us every Monday at 8 a.m. for an hour of fun, information, and inquiry.
Attention, certified public accountants, attorneys, and investors. Does your company waste time, labor, and money filing your SEC documents with the EDGAR system? If so, contact Monique Price at eServices. Monique is one of the original SEC EDGAR training and filing agents providing EDGAR services for the past 8 years. She has trained over 3,000 individuals and has taught companies like AT&T, Walmart, and Georgia Pacific how to save tens of thousands of dollars in filing fees. eServices offers one-day training seminars, or they can do the filing for you for $15 per page for an HTML document and $25 for a camera-ready PDF document. Contact Monique at 985-893-8196 or visit her website at www.edgar2.net and find out how she can help your company.
You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique program. 1100 KFNX Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. I'm Stuart Altshuler, a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles, and tonight we've been talking about attention deficit disorder in adults. Is it an excuse or a reality? There are a lot of cynical people in the world. Surprise, surprise. And there are a lot of people who, when they hear me talk about this, they go, oh, not another one, or, you know, doesn't everyone have this? The cynicism is often a defense mechanism. And it's really important if you're looking into any issue that you're dealing with that you allow yourself to be your own guide and judge of what fits for you and what doesn't. And to me, I do that by getting out of my head and listening to my gut and my heart. And my gut and my heart usually are guiding me in the right direction. And that's why I say when you start hearing the symptoms, when you start talking about something like this, if you get a copy of Driven to Distraction or check out the website 1addplace.com or even my website, I have two sites actually. There's TellTheTruthFaster.com, but also MFCC.com is my professional site, and there is a page on there on ADD and some links. But when you read the stuff, if you really are looking at this, trust your own intuition, trust your own gut. People with ADD are intuitive. We sense things. We know things. That doesn't mean all of us have it developed and trust it. But part of the gifts of ADD, I think, is that intuition, that sensing of things. Why did it get developed? It got developed because, and I was going to say, this is my ADD. I was going to talk about this a little while ago and got sidetracked. One of the gifts is the fact that since we don't learn linearly, because we don't sit and read a textbook cover to cover and absorb it. It's too much of a struggle. The other senses start learning for us. We start seeing things, hearing things, sensing things, feeling things in ways that a lot of people don't. And again, that's one of the gifts. And it's one I'm very grateful for, because actually, obviously being a therapist, it's one that I think my clients appreciate. But it's something that keeps my life where I need it. So research, study, take a look at it. Don't automatically, like I said, throw the baby out with the bathwater. Just because you hear a lot about ADD doesn't mean it's a fad. It just means that more people are educated about it. More people are seeing the symptoms. More people are putting the pieces of the puzzle together when everything's been a struggle. This isn't about a fad. Things do get overdiagnosed. Be cautious, always, no matter what it is you're dealing with. Always do your homework, do your research, and that's what's important. Now, I invite you all to tune in next week. We're going to have a very interesting show next week. It's going to be on the porn industry, its impact on people emotionally, psychologically, spiritually even, and my guest is going to be Sharon Mitchell, a former porn star herself and the head of AIM, the Adult Industry Medical Healthcare Foundation. And I have promises from a number of gay porn stars that they'll be calling in and talking about their stories and situations also. It'll be a very different evening, and please come on and listen. So we'll see you next week.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.
If your dog or cat is sick or in pain, they can't speak for